Hello, welcome back to another episode of Set Intentions by 78 Set LLC, a consultancy based here in New York City, where we provide people with information and mindset tools to help them navigate business and succeed. Today's episode is on gratitude. We're going to be talking about gratitude because I believe it's something that's necessary in the foundation of building a business, especially in the mentality of a business owner when it comes to succeeding, as it's something that needs to be had in order to really build, is to be appreciative of what you have. For a lot of people have nothing, but it is through the things that they have nothing by that they get something with. Some people would say, like, you don't really need anything more than what you already have, and then in the environments that you are is how you're able to build what you need to get to where you want to be. So to define gratitude is a feeling of appreciation for the good things in life. It can be expressed as a state of mind or a personality trait. What is gratitude? Gratitude is a feeling of thankfulness for what you have, a recognition that good things come from outside of yourself, a reaction to receiving a gift or benefit, or a way to shift your focus from negative to positive things. The benefits of gratitude can improve your physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. It can strengthen relationships. It can help you heal troubling memories. It can help you feel less stressed and anxious. And it can help you feel more generous. How to practice gratitude? Take a moment to reflect on how lucky you are. Focus on feeling your breath and bringing your attention to gratitude. And find reasons to be grateful, even for small things. The word gratitude comes from the Latin word gratis, which means pleasing or thankful. And if we were to look up gratitude in the Bible emphasizes gratitude as a way to grow spiritually and develop the fruits of the Spirit. It teaches that gratitude is important for being thankful for the little things as well as for miracles. Bible verses about gratitude. So Psalms 136:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." Examples of gratitude in the Bible. According to the Bible, Jesus fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, which a young boy provided by miraculously multiplying the food to feed the large crowd. Some people would even say that he was able to feed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread because he was actually feeding them with the word of God. I think about actually too, low-key, like when fasting, if I were to like fast for 3 days, I have to focus on what I do have and focus on the Spirit and focus on God. So I'm not like so hungry, I'm lacking in food, but I'm more like, I'm so grateful that I'm able to grow in spirit with God. I'm grateful that God gives me the strength to sustain this. I'm grateful that I am able to get through not just one day, not just 2 days, but 3 whole days of not eating any food or drinking any water. I think that really does change your perspective. How much do you really need, actually? That's a great way actually to practice having gratitude. Like if you were to like starve your flesh of what you think you need and then just focus on what you actually need. And I think we all really need Jesus, but that's my opinion. That's not the point of this episode. Back to gratitude. The reason I wanted to bring up gratitude is because in other episodes, I've spoken about things like failure. I was speaking about failure and I was speaking about how to shift your perspective from thinking that you're lacking in something or having a falling short of an expectation or a disappointment and then thinking, what am I going to do with this? How am I going to move forward? I think having a mentality of gratitude is helpful because when you're thankful for the little things that you have, you're able to shift your entire mentality in general, because then you're not thinking from a place of lack and you're not thinking from a place of negativity or putting yourself down in a way of, oh my gosh, I'm never gonna amount to anything, and like focusing on things that are just gonna keep you weighed down. When you're focused on the little things instead, you're allowing yourself to just really collect those little things and build something from there. I think gratitude helps really shift your mentality from the negative to the positive because you are focusing on what makes your heart appreciative of what you have on the outside and also what you have on the inside too. It's very important to be grateful if you're the kind of person that like doesn't quit, doesn't give up, to be grateful for that. Even if you try to do something and it doesn't work out, no matter how hard you try, it's just not working, to be grateful for the fact that like you have even had the heart to do it, or that you've even taken the risk to do so, or you've tried, you've been able to kind of endure the pain in order to get to where you are. Having gratitude toward that helps you lift yourself back up, because You're able to think of yourself in a positive light. It's like shifting your self-concept from thinking, I'm not cut out for this, or I wasn't meant for this, or this isn't something for me, and kind of just changing it and being grateful for the fact that you had the will, you had the tenacity, you persevered, you're not a quitter. And these are all things that are transferable. If you did all of that while doing something that didn't work, imagine how much better it's going to be when you do something that does work for you, or something that's more aligned for you, or something that's meant to succeed for you. It's just going to take you even farther. Because even if you take something that you fail in and you don't really do too well in, and maybe you've dragged it too far, if you're able to apply like that same energy to something that is actually for you and it's to go far, I think it's going to go like way farther that time too. And take a second to think about what to be grateful for. Even if you have to count your blessings, do it. If you have to write it down, I think it helps to write it down. I used to be the kind of person where I'd get like really stuck in my head. And I think I have those moments too, but I think now I get stuck in my head more when I don't practice writing the things I'm grateful for. When I first started like journaling, I used to just write about all the things I was worried about. I used to be like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. What am I even doing with my life? I'm so anxious. God, do you see what's happening right now? I have all these worries. This is not going right. I was just saying a whole bunch of negative things. And then I had to think to myself for a second, what am I even saying right now to the God? What am I saying right now to God? Of all people in this planet, what am I saying to God? Am I really taking this time right now to tell God about all the things that are going wrong when he's not looking at me in a negative way? Like, God sees you in such a great way. He loves you. You know what I'm saying? He's not thinking like, okay, like you're being very like a type of way. I think God is the kind of God that's like waiting for you to change your perspective. You know what I mean? Waiting for you. He very patiently like, okay, this is how you feel right now. Okay, it's okay. This is how you're thinking right now. Okay. But if it were up to God to like really just like take the wheel and be like, you know what, we're going to focus on something else, God would take the wheel and focus on gratitude. And he'd be like, we're going to focus on the things that matter. We're going to focus on the little wins. We're going to focus on the things that you do have, which is breath in your lungs, which is another day to try again, which is opportunity at foot, which is the chance to keep going. Like, these are all great things to have. So I think one day when I had to really evaluate myself and be like, I am ranting. It's not a problem. Talk to God about your problems. Talk to God about the things that you're struggling with. That's encouraged to feel like you can take your struggles to God and like he's listening. He's going to help you with them. To be thankful is to really shift that perspective and make space all in all to say, you know what, God, a lot of things in my life may not be going as planned. A lot of things aren't going as I would like them to. Maybe this isn't like, I don't know what's happening in particular, and I don't feel all the best about it, but I'm very thankful nonetheless because your grace is sufficient. I'm very thankful nonetheless because you still love me anyway. I'm very thankful nonetheless because of Jesus or because of the Holy Spirit, because I'm filled with life, because there is a chance to try again, and that it's not the end all be all. This is just a little moment in time that's teaching me how to get to where I want to be. Having gratitude really just changes the overall way of perceiving life. I really wanted to talk about this topic too, because I think it's something I've been struggling with, especially. I think I always struggle with a sense of gratitude when I'm like wondering why things aren't going my way. And like, why am I struggling in general? Like, why? Like, honesty hour, if like, why isn't anything going as I planned? I think I'm a very analytical person. I think I strategize everything. I think things through. It seems to be easier said than done. I think I'm highly favored. I think God loves me. Why isn't this going as I want it to go? I need to remind myself, you need to be grateful, because eventually it's going to go the way you want it to go. If you keep going and you don't take this so much to heart and you don't let it harden your heart and you don't let it stop you from where you want to go and you keep going, it's going to look a lot like you want it to look like. It may not look exactly how you think it's going to look, but it's going to be exactly what you need. And then that is going to look exactly how it should look. It's going to be good for you. I think that's like the overall thing, is when you have gratitude, you're thinking about all the things that are good for you. And then you look back after some time and you're like, wow, like, you know what? Actually, thank God that situation didn't end up how I wanted it to go. Or this didn't go in that way that I wanted it to go, or that this ended, or thank God that this new thing started. And then you just have a newfound appreciation for how things move. Just having gratitude at all in all in business, I think also really puts you to be able to accept more opportunities, because when you're a grateful person, even for the small things, that makes people want to give you more, because they're like, wow, this person really appreciates that I'm only able to give them just this little bit right now. Okay, great. When I have more to offer, I'm definitely going to go back to them and give it to them, versus someone else who's like ungrateful, and then they just don't want to give someone the time of day or the seriousness or the respect. And then it's like, okay, well, because you didn't know what to do with a little, like, how am I going to give you a lot more? If you don't know how to appreciate just what I had at the time, why is it when I have more should I give you? Because you didn't know how to work with just like what you had. So I think this also relates back to the episode where I was talking about being humble and how important it is to be humble in business. Because when you're being humble in business, it allows other people to really step you into an opportunity, because they consider you to be someone who, yeah, you can have respect for yourself. Yes, you can know what you do. Yes, you can have like a direction for where you want to go. You know, you're really great at what you do, but you're not maneuvering in a way that's like egotistical or problematic or negative or hostile towards others. When you're a humble person, especially when knowing that you're dealing with other humans and you're working with people, it's important to remember people are going to have their moments where they disappoint you. They are going to have their moments where they fall short. There are going to be moments of miscommunication. And if you're humble, then you're able to navigate those moments in like a way that allows you to come to reconcile with people and work through issues, versus if you're egotistical, then you have fire and fire and it's making a bigger fire. When you're grateful for a situation, I think it also allows you to just really delve into opportunities, because I think it's very easy for people, especially in this world where you think you have an ample amount of opportunities and options, for you to think like, oh, well, that's fine because I can just get this somewhere else. That's fine because I can just find this somewhere else. I can just get this again. Actually, some opportunities only come once in a lifetime. You only have the one time to figure it out. And if you don't figure it out then you're not going to get it again. And I'm someone who really had to learn this too, because I used to think, oh, well, that's fine because I got this now, I can get it again. No, I was wrong. I was wrong. And if I had gratitude toward what I had, then I'd probably still be in the same positions that I was, like maybe even a little bit farther. But I'm also grateful of what happened, because I think that I actually grew more within than I would have grown had I stayed in those same positions. And who I am now is actually who the person needed to be back then in order to maintain those opportunities. Just having that sense of gratitude is just very helpful, because sometimes people say like, pray not only to get the things you want, but to be able to maintain the things that you want too. A lot of people know how to get something, but they don't know how to maintain it. Myself included, I can't say I'm not one of those people. I'm still learning on the maintenance part of it, but I have noticed a difference in life that it makes when I'm more grateful towards something and appreciative and humble towards something than when I'm not, because it's very easy to lose something when it's not being valued correctly, which also comes with a sense of gratitude and appreciation. To appreciate something is to value it. And if you're not grateful towards something and you don't really value it, you're not respecting it. And if you don't respect something, well, I think anything or anyone that isn't being respected is not going to want to stick around for that. If they're a healthy person. So if anyone is used to having more healthier in situations, or in general, just want like more of a peace of mind and want a healthier lifestyle, eventually they're going to stop tolerating things that aren't helping them feel that sense of peace and that sense of health. So it's just very important to be grateful, especially if you want to maintain something in business. Help yourself keep your head above the water, to keep going, to keep opportunities coming, to keep opportunities growing. I think gratitude also comes within those moments of you not really wanting to do something. I think it's important to practice gratitude in those moments that you don't want to do something. Like, for example, waiting, like learning how to be grateful to wait. And this is actually something I kind of want to practice. How can I learn how to be grateful while waiting? Sometimes I think to myself, maybe this is like happening 10 minutes later because God is saving me from some sort of accident. Or maybe I'm supposed to run into somebody that I know. Or maybe I'm supposed to get there at this specific time because otherwise I wouldn't have this specific thought towards something. Or maybe this is happening right now because I'm supposed to reflect on something that has happened and I can't move forward because God is asking me to take a second to reflect on something that's going wrong in my life and how can I do better. And I've actually done this in the past. I think it's called red light meditation, where you're wondering, why is this red light taking so long? But instead of thinking, oh man, like this is horrible and this is not what I wanted to do, just really taking your time. Like once you shift your perspective to think about gratitude and the things you do appreciate, It helps you spend a lot of more of your time in a positive light. And once you spend more of your time in a positive light, I think it raises your vibration. It raises your frequency. It raises your overall experience of life. I think it really helps you raise your entire experience. And once you have more great experiences, I think you're going to have an overall better perception of your own life. And I think that is what has to take place, especially if you want to succeed in business. Because like mentioned before, if you don't have a good headspace, like, you're not going to be able to endure any kind of failure. You're not going to be able to endure any kind of pain, any kind of delayed gratification. But when you shift your perspective on being humble and being grateful and learning how to alter the idea of failure into success, this is what's going to help you keep going. It's going to help you. Okay, you fell down, you're just going to get back up. Okay, this didn't go as planned, you're just going to try again. And I think it takes a lot of strength to decide to be grateful instead of deciding to like sulk in what's not working or to point out things that aren't working. I think it's very easy to complain. I think it's very easy to like criticize, critique, pester at something, pick at something, especially in a world where there's so many options and people think that everything is disposable and there's something better out there or they could get something better. But you can't really acquire anything that's better if you don't know how to appreciate what you have now, because you're overlooking what you have now. So you're going to overlook what is better because you don't even know how to count up what you have now. It's like not knowing the value of a dollar and then thinking all of a sudden you're going to know the value of 20 whole dollars. No, you don't know. You don't know the value of $1. It's even worse once you get the $20 because you have 20 of the ones that you don't value. It's 20 times more of a waste, 20 times more of a hard time, 20 times more of an overlook, 20 times more of not taking something serious. And I think that's even worse. Imagine losing a dollar. Okay, that was just a dollar. But if you have like $100,000 and you've lost it, that's even worse. That's far worse. So like, learn how to value the dollar. Learn how to be grateful for the dollar that you have so that when you do get the $100,000, you're able to handle that in a way better way than you would if you didn't value a dollar. Because I think you can stumble upon many opportunities in life. Yeah, because a lot of the time opportunity happens, it's not because of what you have to offer, but who you are. And I don't think a lot of people realize this. It's not what you know, it's who you know. It's who you know that's going to give you opportunity. And if you don't know how to value the opportunity that you're getting, you're going to lose that opportunity. And you might not even get it again because you might not meet the same kind of people again because you're not vibrating at that state. You're not at that level. You're not at that frequency of the person that you were when maybe, for example, you were a little bit more naive to having an opportunity that you then took for granted. Because I think once you get to a point where like you're not being humble and you're not being grateful for what you have, and then you have an opportunity and then you blow it, you're going to get to a point where people are going to kind of recognize like, this person is just not good. This person doesn't value what they're getting, or they're really excited about this opportunity, but something here is like a little bit off because they probably have had this before and it didn't work out. Or they're just going to start to question, why hasn't this worked out for someone like this before in general? Versus like the first time you have it, the first time you have like a new opportunity of, okay, great, this is your next big break. You're really learning, how am I going to make this work? How is it going to happen? Everything like that. And then the second time you get it, or the third time you get it, depending on how the first time went. The first time went really well, then yeah, you're going to be a lot more confident. But if it didn't go well and then you have to try again, I think you're going to be a lot more of like anxious, like, oh my gosh, is it going to work? Am I going to keep it? And these are telltale signs. People can tell if you're able to do something or not. It's like kind of like the dog theory. Dogs can smell fear. People can tell when you don't know what you're talking about. They can tell if you don't know what you're doing. They can tell if you're not confident in doing what they're asking you to do. I think a big part of having opportunities and maintaining them is gratitude, because if you're grateful for it, then you're going to be able to handle it with that value and that sensitivity and that like more precision. You're going to be more on top of like, okay, this is such a great opportunity. How can I make sure that I don't mess this up? How can I make sure that I value this correctly? How can I make sure that I handle this as it needs to be handled so that I'm able to get farther with this and I'm able to build on this? And then you can take from there and make more with it and build that character that you need to be until it's happening consistently. Now you're known as that person that when you give this opportunity to, they're going to be able to take it and run with it, as opposed to just being someone who has to get lucky in order to have an opportunity, which I don't really believe you're lucky and God really does bless you. But how is he going to bless you if you're not grateful for all those other blessings that you get? I don't think it's really contingent on like how grateful you are, but I think it's kind of more so of if, you know, you're looking for opportunities, someone wearing a yellow shirt, and then you're never looking for yellow shirts, like how are you ever going to see the yellow shirts? Same thing. So if you're looking for opportunities for you to grow and for you to succeed, but you're never looking for those opportunities and you never appreciate it, you're just gonna keep watching people with yellow shirts walk by. You're never gonna actually collect on that opportunity. You're never gonna actually get anywhere with it. It helps build the structure. It helps build relationships. It helps maintain relationships. It helps grow relationships. It helps start relationships, especially not just with other people, but within yourself. If you're grateful for yourself or just deciding to keep going, when you keep going, you don't really need anyone else there to be a support system for you. You're not going to really have to depend on other people to give you words of encouragement because you're able to do that for yourself. And yeah, we all have our moments where we don't really know how we're going to go about it. We don't really know what to tell ourselves. But then that's also when the people in your life, right, they're going to step in and they're going to be able to give you words of encouragement. But like, who are you going to have in your life if you're not a grateful person? People sense that, I'm this person's friend and I offer so much, but they're never grateful for it. They're not going to want to be your friend anymore. I learned something years ago, actually, that people need more than just food and water to survive. People need acknowledgement. If you're not acknowledging the people in your life for what they bring to your life, you're gonna lose them, that's for sure. If that happens just with personal relationships, imagine how business relationships go. They're just gonna fizzle out because you're never gonna appreciate the kind of relationships that you have. And people are gonna notice that. It's like having people in your life who are like, okay, this person does photography, but then you don't value their photography skills. And then one day you need a photographer and they're not around because you never valued what they had to offer. Or someone else who does marketing, or someone else who does videography, someone else does accounting. All these people have all these great skills and qualities that they were once were around, and you could have maintained this relationship just with a sense of gratitude and appreciation. Even just supporting their business could have kept this long-standing relationship, but because there was no sense of gratitude there, there was no sense of appreciation or value, then this person kind of just like walked away. And then it makes it even harder. I've had more experience with people who think that when someone doesn't understand their value, they try to charge like 3 times more. I think that's like, well, it's just so funny. People think that you don't understand their value, so then they charge you 3 times more. But then when someone thinks that, oh, this person really appreciates what I do, I'm practically just gonna do it for free. That's just like, wow, how gratitude works. Like, you really will be able to just build relationships and get a lot more opportunities in life when you are a grateful person. So all this to say that your character and how you uphold yourself and how you treat people is what really gets you far in business, more than money, more than what you have, because you could have a lot in life, but if you have no good character traits, then you could just end up with nothing. And a lot of business really is relationships. Like, it really is the people that get you to be a successful person in life. So you just have to really know how to treat people. And with that being said, I hope that you take this next week to practice gratitude and set the intentions too. Bye.